Besties, it's Sierra
And Judy.
And we love that for you, coming at you with another episode. Crazy week it's been so far. Hasn't been that long since we talked to you last, but so much I feel like has happened. So we wanted to share. Yes, this is what we do in our spare time. We want to share. Sharing is caring. But yeah, how are you, Judy?
I'm cold, but I'm fine.
See, I feel like I'm the opposite right now. I feel really warm. I can't tell. It's not because of my, you know, scathing hot shower that I took before.
It's probably because of your heater that works.
I just keep checking for a fever to make sure that I'm still not like ill.
Dead.
Yeah. So it's a fun time. but yeah. So I figured we can dive in with the lows and the highs and potentially mediums if we're still feeling like it. Because, yeah, I still kind of feel. I'm tapping into my Swiss heritage. For those who don't know, I'm half Swiss. So I feel very neutral these days.
Yeah. I feel that on the medium situation.
Yeah. It's a time. I don't know. I think it's just what the kids say, and I'm just trying to stay relevant.
The kids, Gen Z. If I hear one more person be like, I can't with Gen Z.
You know, I just saw a video, and granted, I don't know if you're really going to resonate because you're a middle child, but I saw this comedian who had talked about, he was like, younger people, like younger siblings offer nothing to the table. And he just goes off on a tangent, was like, we fought your war for you. We were the ones who gave you the opinion. I've sent you the TikTok. It cracks me up. It's like, you know why? They're like, why are you so melodramatic? I fought your war with mom and dad.
Wait, are you a middle child?
No. Oh. I'm an oldest. I'm the first pancake.
I see.
Yeah.
Cannot.
You're relate. A middle pancake.
Yeah, it's a really hard place to be.
Oh,
don't you even.
Sure.
What? Say your word.
Firstborns, I have to say, have it probably the hardest because
why?
Everything is trial and error is always done on the first child. Everything is always tried on the, and then as it trickles down, it gets easier. And that's kind of what I liked about that video too, is like he was like, you know, from the youngest perspective, it's like, everybody loves me. Mom and dad messed up with you, not me. Not that I'm saying that my parents messed up on me, but I just kind of crack up. That's like, you know, the firstborns, I feel like, have it a little harder, especially when you're a girl, because you're the firstborn girl.
I'd like to know how you have it harder. I'm pretty sure my parents kind of forgot I exist. They're only reminded when
really
my
hard.
Brothers do something really bad, and then they're like, wait, we have a good child.
Oh, I was, as an Aquarius, very rebellious, very, like, I was that mouthy older kid. Child. So I was the one who gave my parents hell. So my siblings didn't have to as much. Though they did it in their own unique ways that even I was like messed up. But I was always perceived as the bad kid because, well, I guess the rebellious one. And that's kind of what an Aquarius really is too, is they're rebellious. But I was all talk.
No action.
Some action. So some action. But yeah, no, I mean, like, I was, yeah. I mean, trust me, when I got older and all of my friends' parents were like, I think they were always kind of a little unsure about me because obviously I went through my emo phase. And so my rebellious emo phase where, you know, like, I didn't like listening to authority, you know, also another Aquarius trait. Also just a moody teenager. But it was really funny as I got older. My friend's parents were like, oh, wow, you're so, you know what, you're so level-headed. It's like, because your kids messed up way more than I ever did.
My gosh.
Anyway, random tangent.
It's okay. It was relevant.
Oh, I love it. You know what? Life is all about random tangents, to be honest. We're just here.
I love that, actually.
What?
That statement.
We're just, yeah, life is all about random tangents. We're it's just like kind of here doing it. Don't worry, we'll get you an Etsy sign that says something like it. It's not relevant until it's an Etsy sign. And then you can say, bought it on Etsy. Yeah. Is that, would that be considered to be, what did Giggly say? They called it Chuggy? Chuggy? I don't even know how. What, I don't even know what that word is. It's like the young people word for old people.
Wow, super inventive.
I don't even know. I just work here.
That's stupid.
I miss the days where things were lit.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
So speaking of, you know, being relevant, what's your high and low?
So my high for the week is Giggly Squad this weekend. I don't know if you listened to their new episode, but I guess they have like some guests coming. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. And I've just been thinking about it. Like, maybe we come up with a plan to, like, I don't know. Not like follow them out to the car or something, but just like, you know, be there.
Like I said, Judy, there are things that we can do within the law. Stalking, maybe not one of them. But
it's not stalking if it happens once.
Okay. It's not the fact that we bought tickets to their show. We listen to them regularly.
No. Yeah, that's all the more reason why, like, it's not our fault that they're VIP. They didn't have very many. They sold out. And what are we supposed to do? There were two left, and they were, like, diagonally away from each other. So we're just supposed to sit next to these people that we've never met and enjoy our favorite people podcasting? No thanks.
I know. We'll do it upright next time when they come back.
Maybe we'll just go visit them, you know?
I'm about it. Yeah, my high was the same thing as, you know, I just still feel like crap. So I'm like, I have to rally. I have to feel better. I just need to get back on with my life. So there's that.
Yes. And this is the motivation you need.
I'm working on it. I'm manifesting myself to feel better.
Okay. Do you ever like look up really quick and you're like, that spot wasn't there before. That's obviously a spider. But I did a double take and it wasn't. So we're good.
Every day. Every single day. Every single moment that I'm awake.
You know what? But you are tall and you can reach them. I am short and afraid.
Judy. Judy.
Yes.
Judy. Just because I am tall does not mean that I'm still not afraid. I get those who are taller to reach it for me because if something happens, I have no plan B.
I don't have that option in my life. There's no one here. It's just me.
You know what? You should just ask your downstairs neighbor, who we all know gets high, to accidentally light your apartment on fire.
First of all, I would never let him in here. Second of all.
But you could let him go down for arson.
Okay, thank you for finishing that sentence. Holy shit, I thought you were going in a direction. Get there faster. Get there faster. That was a long pause that we did not need.
I feel like that's an episode from Friends where it's like, get there faster.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I could quote Friends all day long.
I know. So I'm very, very jazzed about that. Let's see. And I'm really excited. Only certain people will understand this. But I'm really excited to stay in a hotel called Stay Pineapple.
Thank you, Sierra.
First of all, we looked it up together.
I was the one who sent it to you.
It doesn't matter, okay?
We came to a mutual... I'm honestly excited about the little cute pineapple cafe.
Yeah, whatever. I read in the description that upon arrival, they have, like, decorative pineapple treats, and I'm hoping it's not, like, slices of dried pineapple or something. I just want it to be, like, pineapple-shaped sugar cookies.
I'm pretty sure... So, a couple years ago, like, I just turned 21, but that's cute, Sierra. When I turned 21, I wanted to do something fun, and so I wanted to go somewhere, do something instead of kind of shake things up. So we went to Seattle and stayed at this part of the chain, I think, that we're going to. We went to the Maxwell, which is in, like, we were, like, literally, like, we saw the Space Needle from our room. It was gorgeous. But it was also pineapple themed. They had a Hard Rock Cafe there, too. It was really cute. But they served, I think, pineapple-flavored cupcakes.
Gross.
And then they had pineapple-flavored water.
Why did I do this to myself? Why did I agree to this?
Because you love me and the venue was only a couple blocks away from the hotel.
I do actually really like pineapple flavored water. If you tell John that, I will fight you.
You know what? You have... Okay, for our listeners, Judy hates pineapples, but has a pineapple themed bathroom.
It is cute AF.
Is very cute AF. It's just baffling to me because you don't like pineapple normally.
I know.
Which I want to know, is there a background story to why pineapple hurts you so much?
You know, I think it stemmed from my childhood. I grew up with a family who would order pineapple pizza. And when we would do make your own pizza night, there would be pineapple present. And yeah. My brothers felt like it was a good idea to, like, have me turn my back and put pineapple on my pizza. It was very traumatic, but
I think
it might be the warm pineapple factor. And because of that experience, I just have, you know, taken a little pineapple sabbatical.
I'm hoping that changes at some point, maybe with pregnancy.
Yeah, let's throw that wild imagery into this.
I'm just manifesting that at some point when you are married and have a baby on the way, that
I would like to suddenly $15,000 for a surrogate, please.
Okay, but still, I'm just gonna manifest that for us, because how cute would, like, a pineapple themed baby room would be.
I would just like to note that I was thinking about this last weekend, that you and I had this conversation about birth and giving birth, and for some reason, I was thinking about maybe doing a home birth, and I just keep thinking over and over again in my head, like, what is wrong with me? Like, I am not Nikki Heaton. I do not need to be her. But she's so inspirational.
Whereas Judy said home birth, and all I can think about is the movie The Backup Plan with Jennifer Lopez and how traumatic that seemed. And I was like, no, thank you.
Well, you know, Catherine actually told me that she would go on like a hospital tour with me and we could like find like a bougie hospital that has a really nice like birthing lounge versus... I think it's just the hospital experience that I just, like, when I give birth, I need to be Beyonce.
I mean, doesn't everyone want to feel like Beyonce when they're giving birth? Instead of actually giving birth.
I'm just saying, I don't want to give birth in a sterile room inside of a hospital.
Right. No, that makes sense. That's all. I feel like you just want to be able to say lounge.
Lounge. Yes. Okay. Wow. That we took it. We took it to a place.
We went there. So, back to our regularly programmed.
Sierra, what was your high for the week?
Same as you. I'm really excited about Giggly as long as I can rally. And I get it. You put in parentheses or captions or whatever. What the fuck does this mean? Means that I've been feeling like shit this last week and the last 3 weeks. So I'm trying.
But you will recover stronger than ever.
And then my low is just right now. I've had a headache today and still feeling yuck and meh. I think I explained to Jazz, I feel like I'm dying in slow-mo, but in reality, I'm just sick. Yeah. So I'm trying my hardest and my darndest to become alive again because, good God, I've missed so much work. I need to get back to some normalcy. COVID really hit me harder than I thought it was going to. So, hi.
Hello.
Hello. This is what we're doing with life. Juti.
Yes.
Can we talk about our zodiac? However, yes. I don't have a preview of what we're seeing because unfortunately it's not updating.
And also I didn't put it in the notes for two reasons. One, because I don't want you cheating. And two, because we're just posting it to the gram this week because they're so long and thoughtful that if I share them here, we're going to talk about them forever and it's going to be a whole thing. So
first of all, rude, because I can handle it.
No, it's just we love to talk.
Well, do you think we started a podcast because we liked art?
No. Okay, so it is the destination you should visit in 2022 based on your zodiac sign. And I would actually like to say that I didn't know an astrocartographer is an actual profession, and I would like to explore that.
Yeah, I think we're going to need to do a deep dive in the gram. Is that for Leo?
No, that's what a person is called who does, like, so basically astrocartography is, it's like in astrology, there's different branches and this shows the position of the planets at the moment you were born. So when an astrocartographer is reading zodiac signs or doing a reading or doing any of those things, that's how they look at it versus like a chart or other things. But basically they call it a celestial alignment and it's more in depth than just a daily zodiac or a cute little reading or a fortune cookie. Yeah, so it's really thoughtful, and you can read about it in the gram. But I will tell you that I'll tell you where you should go.
Okay. Tell me all the
things. For a second, I was like, what's your sign? Gotta go. I mean, you're not going to like it. Actually, maybe you would.
We'll see how well Judy knows me. This is going to be like a true test, because I seriously have, I can't see the zodiac of the week. So I'm going to see if this is like a true test and see if Judy knows me.
Well, see, well, you're Aquarius.
You may be on something.
Was that the, okay. So Aquariuses tend to be humanitarians, and they're keen to change the world for better. Do you feel like that?
Some moods, yes. Some days I just want to watch the world burn.
Well, you're also intrigued by other people's life, which is true, because you have so much to dedicate to spill the tea.
At least this week.
But basically, all the
most interesting shit happened this week.
You should journey to the Amazon.
I don't hate.
Okay.
Don't hate.
Look at that.
Fun. Like Costa Rica.
Yes.
I got to visit the airport once.
Oh.
It was on my way to Peru when I was 16. We had a stop in Costa Rica twice. The airport was lovely from what I got to see of it.
So maybe it's a sign.
This is true.
I don't really agree with the Leo one this week. I feel like some of these things I'm not super close, but I just feel like I tend to be more of a Virgo mindset, but have Leo qualities.
I can say a little yes and a little no. Sometimes I can definitely see the Leo in you.
Well, the Leo one is the Taj Mahal, because I like bougie, pampering things and all those beautiful sights and glitters and jewels. And
yeah,
that's just,
yeah,
that's not me.
Oh, I can see that for you.
That's great that you can see that for me. That's not a destination I want to go to.
I think that once you're surrounded by all those jewels, you'll be saying a different tune.
I am not rich, nor do I plan to be rich, I guess.
You will be marrying into someone, hopefully. Fingers crossed. We're going to manifest you a rich husband.
I see. But I'm telling you that I don't want those things. Like, I don't need those things. I don't need money. And Leos are attention seekers who love all those dazzling, bougie things. And that's not, it's not who I am. It's not what I resonate with. I would rather go to a national park in Maine for Virgo.
See, I could see that you could, I think that you are kind of a little bit on the bougie side, like not in a disrespectful way. I think
like, give me an example.
You're a coffee maker, for example. You want a good coffee espresso maker, right? It may be on the bougier side. Nothing wrong with it. But I think you enjoy the finer things in life.
It's not an espresso. Like, it's not something fancy. It's a ninja that makes coffee in a pot or makes coffee a single serve. I still have to buy my own coffee.
Okay.
I don't. It's.
It is very bougie looking. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, but I'm not one who like seeks out jewels and wants to go on an exotic adventure with golden towers and crap.
That's your favorite color is rose gold.
Actually, my favorite color is purple. Like lavender.
Otherwise.
I love rose gold. It's not my favorite color.
Mm. Okay. Okay. I don't think it's a bad.
I'm eating some peanut butter chocolate chip things, and I dropped one in the couch, and I can't find it. It's a concerning time.
That is very concerning.
Shoot. Oh, I found it. Join me on this journey to find my dessert treats.
Break has found the chocolate chip.
Located.
The search is over.
It's true.
I'm here for it. So okay. Funny.
Okay, so anyways, the rest of them will be posted on the gram.
Yeah, we'll post the rest of them on there. That sounds like a plan to me. Okay. I'm feeling dive into what good lord. What you eating?
So, what you eating? Butter. We don't have a theme song, but I feel like for some reason I just needed to go into that.
You know what? It's okay. Like I said, life is filled with random tangents. We just have to go with it. So what we're talking about this time is chicken wings. Favorite places to get chicken wings. I don't have nearly as much to contribute, but I have some. So at least I feel important.
You are important.
It's okay. You don't have to lie.
My God, stop.
Okay. Well, since Judy's got like a million and I've got two, I'm gonna be jealous and I'm just gonna be selfish and go first.
Okay.
So Fireside Grill, it's located on the in Beaverton off of Hall. Honestly, they're a really great staple. Just to grab a good drink. Judy's favorite drink is there, or one of her favorite drinks.
Yeah.
Sex on the Cloud.
Uh-huh.
So good. We really need to like write down what's in that drink so then we can just go everywhere and be like, please, we need a Sex on the Cloud today. It's just the day for it.
You know, my friend Kate runs a bar in Vancouver called The Vault. I think it's called The Vault. Oh my gosh, I'm such an awful friend. But she's a bougie bartender. It's a nerdy bar. She would totally make that.
It's so good. It's just, it's a wonderful drink. I mean, my drink is at its sister company, Whiskey, and Girl Green Eyes. It's a gin, like martini drink. It's so good. Love it. or their lemon meringue pie. Oh, it's beautiful. Anyway, sorry. I'm getting off track.
Wow. You know what? Next weekend, we should do favorite cocktails.
Adding it to the list.
You're welcome.
We're seriously trying to find more things to talk about, people. We're trying. We're trying. Coming up with content. We're always thinking and planning. But Fireside Grill has really great food. I really like their wings there. They've got, I think, two different varieties of wings there. I think they've got like a honey barbecue and a buffalo. Very good with their amazing, yummy gorgonzola cheese that you can dip it in. So great. I love that place.
I love that you're doing the sound effect. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly how she sounds when she's eating at Fireside.
I'm doing the chef's kiss too. You can't even see it, but like the chef kiss hands, like.
Oh, I know. So
you can't even see me, you know.
I'm aware.
It's just so good. Every that place touches. It's just so cute, so good. Oh, especially Westgate. Westgate, like the fact that they, and you know, I'm going into a tangent now, but it has to be said, their cheese curds at Westgate. I love you so much.
They were pretty good.
I'm half Swiss, as I mentioned earlier. Cheese is my love language.
This is true.
So when you put cheese and you deep fry it, And you give me a nice tangy sauce to go with it. Hello. This is why I'm single. Judy.
The first and best one is Fire on the Mountain.
Never been.
Portland staple. Unbelievable. It's a Portland staple. It's absolutely delicious. They are crispy and juicy, and they have like 17 flavors, and they serve tater tots, which is the better potato option, in my opinion. Obviously, they serve fries too, but like whoop-de-doo. They are delicious. Plus, they have a brew pub attached to them, so if that's like your jam, they brew their own brews, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, Fire on the Mountain. I'm here for it. But do the one on Belmont, because the other ones suck. That's not true, but
in Judy's harder to get into. Opinion. Yeah.
Yeah, in my humble opinion. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to do another one before you do yours?
Might as well. I have nothing to have. I don't have much. I should have talked to my wing expert first.
Yeah, that's okay. So, Fire on the Mountain. I mean, obviously, I'm literally looking at the list and saying the wrong thing. Wingstop is another amazing place. I think they've branched out into more corporate locations. So now they have locations in like Arizona and Colorado and those weird places. But they have a Parmesan garlic chicken wing that is out of this world.
I'm
and it's like a
it.
Garlic butter sauce, and then they throw the Parmesan on there. So,
I've never been to Wingstop either. Okay,
in my defense, though, you're just gonna have a wing night because I'm pretty sure you haven't been to the last one either. Anyways, continue. Okay. No. It's not like a Pichos Micha. It's the pub house location.
Yeah. In my defense, my family isn't huge like wing people. I have to phrase this correctly. My dad is a vegetarian. I hope you could hear the air quotes in there.
I could.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Bacon.
So, like, my dad doesn't really, like, he's a kind of a vegetarian. He tries not to. We don't talk about it, but he doesn't like to eat. He'll eat it, but we don't talk about it. So, like, chicken wings kind of seems like not really. It's never been my family's thing. They're good, and I really like it. But, I mean, I think our wing experience has, like, been to, which they're okay. I have one of my friends, Kimya, she's one of my other besties. She and her family love chicken wings, so I trust their whenever they, I mean, I trust you too, but like I get my wing advice from her, and I've had more wing exposure with her. Just because anytime that there's wings, you should see her. She like just like lights up like a kid on Christmas. She's like, "Ooh, I wonder if their wings are good."
That's funny.
Cracks me up. So I trust anytime I've had more wings with her, but I still like them. It's not something my family really does often, or really.
No, I get that.
So it's not that I'm deprived. I just, you know, I get it when I can. I just work here.
Yeah. Okay, what's your last one?
Butterfly Belly Asian Cuisine. This is located actually in Portland. I actually went there with Kimya a couple of months ago. We went there mainly for their pho. But they also had wings on there because they refer to them as like pok pok wings. Pock Pock inspired wings, which Kimia takes very personal, and I know you do too. But her whole family loves Pock Pock, and so they were all really sad when it closed. I'm sure as you were too.
Excuse me, are you talking about my putting down the Pock Pock wings?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? You didn't write it down.
I know. I'm just telling you that they compared their wings to Pock Pock.
Yeah, whatever.
So, my experience, they were really good wings, though. But I wasn't trying to steal your thunder on Pock Pock. I was just mentioning that they had said it was similar to Pock Pock. And so, being one of my friends who holds chicken wings very high standards, that meant something to her, and I thought that might mean something to you. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
It's too early to consider other options besides Pock Pock.
All right, take it away, Judy.
No, I can't even talk about it now.
You're so dramatic. I've never been to Pock Pock, so that's. But the experience that I had at the Butterfly Belly Asian Cuisine place in Portland, they had a tamarind wing that we didn't get to try, and then they had a fish sauce type wing thing there that was really, really, really good. And that's what we got. They compared it to Pock Pock, so I don't know. I haven't had much to experience or like compare it to. But it was really good. Very juicy, very saucy. I like sauces. I'm a sauce girl. If you will. That should be our tagline. When we start getting merch, I'm a sauce ho.
That's funny.
I like it. Or a saucy bitch. Ooh, I kind of like saucy bitch.
Dear.
I like it. It says so much about us. I'm going to start making
okay.
I'm going to jot some down some stuff. Please.
The last one on the list. Moving right along.
Judy.
Let me know when you're finished.
I'm ready. Go for it.
Shmita Public House. I just didn't want to write the whole word because I was tired. They have incredible wings as well. John and I discovered this. So they also have a really good buffalo cauliflower appetizer. It's pretty delish. So, yeah.
I really like Shmita Pup House. We have one in Sherwood. I can't recall if I've had the wings there.
You would know, so you haven't.
I don't know. I'm a foodie, so I get, what's it called? Food comas? Food blackouts?
Yeah.
I feel like I've had them maybe a long time ago, but I don't recall as often. I feel bad. I feel like I maybe at one point have, but I don't recall. But they're That's very fine. Good.
We'll have to take like a wing journey.
Yes. That is what we need. We need to have a wing night.
Yeah, we'll wing it.
I'm here for it. We'll wing it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good puns.
I know. Okay.
Can we get into what are you flixing?
Yeah.
I have ideas. I have to contribute some stuff. It's nice.
It's true. You did.
Just being in bed, dying a little bit each day. You fall asleep a lot, and this is what I do in between. I just realized that there's a fifth season of Bold Type. I don't know why it wasn't on my continue watching thing, because I started half the first episode of the fifth season. The fuck? So, continuing to watch that, because the Bold Type is amazing.
Faux show.
Faux show. Do you want to go with another one?
Yeah, I do. It's, you know, it's a moot point. I'm just gonna joke it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's moo.
Have I been living with him too long, or does that actually make sense?
It did actually make sense. I didn't even live with Joey.
God, Friends is amazing.
So
good times, good times.
Call Me Kat. It's a it's American kind of based show on Miranda, and I just, it's a very love hate relationship, but mostly hate, sometimes love. And so this last episode was really funny, but I think the situation is there wasn't a lot of Kat in it; it was the other characters. So that's the situation,
or Miranda, if you will.
Yeah, but also Kat and what's his name? Obviously, I don't even care about him that much. They just don't have any chemistry. Like, I mean, I mean, Miranda and Gary should have a pillow. They just don't have any chemistry. I don't know. We'll see. But it's one of those things where you can't, once you've committed, you can't uncommit.
Yeah, that's a problem.
All right. I'm surprised about yours, because I can't believe you haven't seen it.
How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just never a show I was really interested in as an Aquarius. So I always like to go back to this. Sometimes we follow the trend and sometimes we don't. There's things that if it's too popular, we're like, I'm going to hold off on some of these things. So since I'm starting How I Met Your Father, I also figured out I should probably watch How I Met Your Mother, which is really cool because I realized that Bob Saget is the narrator for Ted, which it's like, which now makes sense. How I Met Your Father, they did a tribute thing for him in that show because he was the narrator for that, which is kind of cool. So I like the different optics for different ones, because it's like you see the mom for How I Met Your Father and then you see the kids for How I Met Your Mother instead of the dad. So that's kind of cool. Opposites. I'm noticing.
I like what they're doing.
So far it's interesting. I like it. I dig. But yeah, it's a good show.
I'm glad you're watching it.
I'm very surprised about yours, though.
Why?
I didn't think that that would be something. I didn't know if that would be a show you would be interested in.
Which one?
The Sweet Mongolia one.
I watched the whole season in like 3 days. Of course, it'd be something that I was interested in. Have you seen it? It's incredibly up my alley.
I have not seen it.
Yes.
It looks a little too Hallmarky for me.
No. It's super great and super delightful. And season two is coming February 4th, and I could not be more excited. Mostly because they didn't even talk about doing a season two, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. So,
I mean, anything that lands on February 4th is never exciting for me. That's my ex's birthday, so we're just going to skip past that.
Well,
and my birthday is the next day, so we're just going to skip the 4th and go to the 5th immediately. The 4th doesn't exist.
Go past go.
Mm-hmm. Pass go and collect 200.
Ah, yeah. And then also, I'm starting This Is Us over again, so.
I didn't put it down, but two shows that I've been rewatching from the beginning is Younger and Friends. Friends.
We're always watching Friends.
Well, Friends mostly because I can fall asleep to it and I don't have to follow the storyline. But when I do, I can wake up and start quoting the exact episode.
Yeah.
I think I woke up and I was in season 2 episode. It was the prom video one. So is that what, 12, 13, something like that? And it was at the point where Monica was, they were watching the prom video and, you know, like, well, how many cameras are on?
I love it.
It's a great time. We can definitely quote Friends in our sleep.
For sure. Okay, tell me about your movie.
Brazen? Okay.
Well, don't tell me that much about it. Just quickly do a synopsis and move on because it sounds awful.
Oh, it's awful. So Richard from The Bold Type is actually in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I recognized him from. And I was like, wait a second. I had to IMDb him. And I was like, okay, I'm so sorry for you. It has some famous people in there. Oh my gosh, what's her name? Totally drawing a blank now. But basically, it is about this murder. Alyssa Milano. God, she's fantastic. I love her. But this movie was not good. So basically, the main person, Alyssa Milano, is a murder mystery writer. And she goes and visits her sister, who's kind of leading this double life, ends up being murdered when she was at her, like, she was out on a date with her neighbor who happens to be a detective, like a serial killer, like, detective. Yeah, it's just, it was not good. It really was not good. It had some thrilling moments, but honestly, it's just because my anxiety is, you know, on its nerve right now. But that movie was not good. I saw the killer within moments, minutes. I was like, that's it. That's the killer. All signs point to him. Go. But they took a little longer to catch on, which was really sad. I could tell.
Yeah.
It's not the greatest movie. It's not the worst. It's better than Paris Hilton's cooking show.
We are not getting on that tangent because we still have half the thing to talk about, and we could talk about that awful show forever.
No, I know. I'm just saying as a comparison. if we're gonna give a comparison of like the worst show that you could ever, I feel like that's on the scale.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we need to move on to things that we're doing with our bodies. Do you want to go with one? I'll go and then you go.
I'm just doing the Orange Theory challenge. So it's like 2 months of consistently working out 3 days a week. And then at the end, if you're the one who loses the most body fat, then you get $250.
Mm, that's awesome.
It just fits into my cycle, so I'm like, sure, why not?
Love that for you.
But also, I'm gonna die, so we'll see.
You got this. I'm trying to get so much rest right now because I'm like, I'm on a really weird sleep cycle right now with being sick and just very wiped out all the time. I'm like kind of sleeping during the day, kind of awake at night, but kind of sleeping at night. It's really weird. I don't know what I'm doing. I work here. So I don't know. I'm just trying to get back on a normal schedule and normal routine, and it's hard. I don't know how to anymore. So working on it.
Yeah, I don't know what that routine life looks like, and I'm not sick, so not better on the other side.
Yeah, I just need a better routine anyway. I think it's what I need to come up with for February. I'm going to come up with a routine and start getting into better life choices. we're just going to be going in a different direction than what's currently happening.
Yeah.
Okay. You. Yeah.
I feel like I need coffee. I don't know why. It's like not even 9 o'clock and I'm over here like,
yawning.
Am I 47? Like, what's happening?
Trust me, I tried to go on a walk yesterday. I did go for a walk. It was less than a mile and I was wiped out. But do you know how hard it was to be like, people were so nice in letting us like cross the street via vehicle. And as great as it is, I haven't been up and around. So trying to run hurts my ankles.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I was like, stop being so nice. I'm not equipped for this. I feel like an 85-year-old woman that needs my walker.
Yeah.
But there's that. I haven't had coffee in weeks, Judy. I'm dying. I miss her so much. That sweet hit of caffeine.
It's all right. Yes, I have started ketones again. So Prove It is a company that does like a ketones drink and I love them. They're kind of spendy, but they're worth it. So I ordered some. They came in today. I'm pretty sure today, but so I'm going to start that. And it just gives you more of a natural energy and it helps my gut health and all of that. So I'm hoping that I can stop going to like Taco Bell and Chipotle and shit like that and like focus on this. And
that's what I want to start doing too, is, you know, start improving my gut health too. Like, I want to get back on drinking chlorophyll water again. I need to start doing that and start figuring out how to better myself for 2022. Yeah. Because I'm probably the heaviest that I've ever been and I want to start working out, but
well,
don't really
maybe, want to go to the gym yet. Maybe you and I start an accountability program where we be honest with each other and text each other all day what we're eating and all this crap because, yeah. And when I take a picture of me in the drive-thru line, you will verbally go on the phone and yell at me.
You know what? You just want someone to yell at you. And I'm not really that person that yells at you unless you're driving 2 miles.
No, like, I just want someone to help me make good choices.
Same. So, just in my dating life.
Okay. I'm really jazzed for some of these, so I want to get into it.
Spill the tea. Spill the tea.
Let's do it. Go.
Spill the tea.
We're gonna post it on the gram because I'm so jazzed. Or we'll at least post a link or something. Not really sure yet.
We're gonna have to post something because oh my god, the 2022 Pepsi commercial for the Super Bowl has Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Mary Blige, all the things. Beautiful.
Yeah,
things.
I would just like to
love
note
that for us.
That you skimped and didn't even put her on here, and she's the most important one out of all of them. So, what the age?
I don't know. I have to say that I'm a huge fan of Eminem and Snoop.
That's great. I'm happy for you. Snoop Dogg is great, but does a lot of drugs, and Mary J. Blige is actually a responsible, awesome human being. So,
look.
How dare you?
Oh, me. I'm obsessed with Snoop Dogg's speech that he did for...
Whatever, Sierra. Do not... Anyways, Ellie posted on our gram, and Sierra and I will fight about that later.
It's not about fighting. We can be able to like different people for different reasons. It's okay. We don't have to opt in for this cancel culture where people can't have their own opinions.
And I want to thank me for
believing in me. As you fucking quote it, I'm saying
I love it, okay, but I just love Mary J. Blige a little bit more, okay?
And that's totally here for it. I think that that video, though, was fucking beautiful.
Yeah, that it was actually really great, so.
Genius.
I'm actually going to watch it again in a minute.
I showed my
mom. We can watch it together. We can get back on FaceTime.
I'll call you. Yeah, I'll call you FaceTime and we'll watch it.
You say the next one because it makes me sad.
Okay.
But let's respect, but also move past it quickly because actually I've been reading it for like the last 5 minutes and I'm not. Anyways.
So, I mean, it goes without saying. Betty White's assistant actually was able to take over Betty White's account and has been able to Betty White content lately, and I'm here for it. Which was her, she has posted a few videos that was supposed to be saved for like her 100th birthday. So there's, I think I've seen two so far. And it's quite heartbreaking. It really makes me sad. To see how much that she aged, but she looks fantastic still. But you can tell that she's definitely aged in her voice. But I mean, God, still an icon, still a legend. But I'm definitely living for all of these Instagram posts and stuff like that about Betty White. I think that it's just, it kind of keeps her memory alive, and it still doesn't feel like Betty White's gone, which. And I'll find that video and I can repost it in the gram. Okay. Okay. Do you want me to?
I would just like to say that looking more into this, I can't believe they bought this thing for $300,000 and just. I can't decide if it's stupid or spontaneous or clever or idiotic.
I think it's genius.
Nobody goes to Staten Island, but here we are.
Well, so Pete Davidson and Colin Jost bought a Staten Island ferry to possibly turn it into a live entertainment club of sorts. So like live music, comedy, all sorts of stuff. So the reason I actually like read something online about it. In their shows, their stand-up comedy, they are both of their stuff, they're both from Staten Island. So and then Pete Davidson obviously did a movie about being like the Staten Island king. So I think it's kind of cool that they bought a ferry and they want to turn it into something productive. That's kind of cool, like a very limited like experience. I like it.
We'll see. I'm definitely excited to see how it turns out.
I like the sound from TikTok. It's like, what's this? Art. Oh, okay. I like it. Picasso. that's kind of how I feel about it. I like it. Picasso.
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 Boo.
Okay. You got to take this one away. You got to.
I do. Nick Jonas and Priyanka have welcomed a new baby via surrogate. So actually, I thought something was up when a couple months ago they were talking about, they weren't just talking about it, they did it, but they were like remodeling their LA pad.
Mm-hmm.
And bring in designers and stuff. And then someone had said they were making it more family friendly, but they've always been open about how they wanted kids. And actually, did you watch on Netflix the Jonas Brothers roast?
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
Yeah. So after that aired, they had like a little behind the scenes on the interwebs. I'm such a millennial. And
the World Wide Web, Judy.
Right? Nick and Priyanka, when they were congratulating like Joe Jonas and Sophie on their baby and everything else like that, Nick had like talked about how they wanted to have a family and they were very open about it, but they would do it when the time is right. So that paired with the house stuff and everything, I wasn't surprised, but I'm like super stoked for them. And
yeah, I'm just, now they're all parents.
Well, and I'm curious too, because I saw a video on TikTok where this girl was talking about that Kevin Jonas, Joe Jonas have firstborn daughters, and that now Nick Jonas has a daughter. And I'm like, I haven't seen anywhere where it says that he has a daughter, but that's cool. But she was like, they're going to give us the Jonas girls or something like that, like the Jonas sisters or something like that. Or it was like something along the lines of that. And I'm like, that would make sense. That'd be kind of cute. But I highly doubt all of their firstborn kids are going to be like, music, like, let's do it.
Right.
Let's all follow our dad and uncle footsteps.
You guys are going actually, to be more rock. Like
the, it would be like the, right. It'd be like the Jonas cousins, actually.
That'd be funny.
So, love that for them. We're not shocked about this one, to be quite honest. Yeah. I think we all kind of saw it coming, but I started reading more about it. Brian Laundrie's obviously admitted to Gabby's death in a notebook. It was found with a bunch of different things after he'd like taken his own life and stuff like that, that he had written in a journal that he like killed Gabby. So not a shock, but it kind of like closes the case and everything, and hopefully we'll be done. But like, can we, like, I think that's probably like going to be the most wild thing about 2021, to be honest, is the whole chase for Brian Brian Laundrie's thing, like the wild chase, and what was the dog catcher guy or whatever his name is, like looking for him too. I think
yeah, dog the bounty hunter.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be like the wild. Like that's gonna be like the Tiger King of 2020. That whole thing.
Yeah.
So, it's still really sad. Whole thing transpired, but. I mean, at least it's closed. At least maybe they can start healing. Everybody can kind of get over it. It's open shut.
Judy. Yeah. I mean, I still think that his parents should be charged in some way, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that at this point, the damage has been done. No one won in this situation. So, I mean, it's time to...
Yeah, no one won, but, like, Gabby's parents have a lot more to deal with and just wanted answers, and Brian's parents just resisted and wouldn't give it, and it's absolute bullshit. And anyways, that's an accessory to crime. But moving on, because I could have a lot to say about that. Yeah. I wrote this one down because I don't think you saw it, but I'm super jazzed. And it gives us like a in-between to when the new season comes out. So Julia Hart from My Unorthodox Life has a new book that's coming out in April.
Well, she had hinted in the first season, the only season so far, that she was writing a book. So now at least it's out. I think we... Dare I say, Judy, I think we are going to need to start a mini book club.
I'm here for that.
I like it. Love that for you, book club. Whoop, whoop.
Ooh, that actually sounds nice. I like that ring. Okay, so
I like Picasso.
Introduce it because I have some questions.
Oh, my add to cart?
Excuse me?
The add to cart, my silicone massage cup thing.
Yeah, you put that in there last week. Did you not end up getting them?
No, I've just been sitting on that for a while. So I'll post it in the link and I'll send it to you. But like, one of my favorite things about massage is when they do fire cupping. Granted, this is not fire, but it's silicone like massage, like it's silicone cups that you can be able to put on. And then it draws like the blood up to the surface and it helps like release muscle tension that you can do at home. Cupping. I love it. Yeah. I found them in this onyx, like, black gray color that I'm kind of like, do I need this? Should I get this? Do I have a credit? Yes, I do. Do I want to spend it on this? Not sure.
I think
so. Yeah, it's a back and forth situation, but it's just sitting in my cart. But anything that I can do to improve my self-care at this point, like trying to, especially when it comes to like headaches and migraines, trying to find all sorts of stuff. I've got a massage gun that I forget I have. So not really much to add to cart this week. I haven't really been online shopping. I've just been watching movies and TV shows and TikTok.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then tell me more about yours.
Well, I ordered some Fitbit watch bands. I don't know what's going on, but oh my gosh, I'll just show you. I mean, I have been wearing that Fitbit forever. It's not a big deal. But my skin is breaking out under it. I take it off for like, you know, my shower. I'll take it off during the day briefly if I'm just sitting at my desk so it can air out. I put lotion on, but I don't know what it is, but my skin is peeling.
So actually, I can tell you more a little bit off the pod if you want, or I can say it with the pod. It's because it's a solid band, right? I actually just saw a TikTok video about this, and this makes sense. You have to wear
at least... I have the whole one on.
Oh, okay.
I have the sports band, but I think it's the silicone.
Yeah, it's the silicone.
I'm pretty sensitive to that kind of stuff anyways, so.
If you're, if it's on too tight, then like moisture and stuff like that gets trapped underneath.
No, it's not on too tight. It's very breathable.
That's good. I don't know, I just work here. It's literally my ride or die thing. I just work here. I don't know what to tell you. But I've had that before. It's like sometimes it can be like a fungal thing too. Like if it's, make sure you're cleaning the band and stuff like that. Maybe with like a wipe or something like that. So it's, being cleaned.
Yep, I have some electronic wipes that I wipe it with. So, I don't know what the problem is. And it could be the perfume and the wipes. It could literally be anything. But I just got some bands that are not silicone. And they're cute. There's a black one, a leopard print one, and then like a boho one.
I could see the leopard print being like the reason why you picked it.
It actually was the reason I picked it. So,
I could see that.
Yeah. I don't know what it is right now about leopard print, but I'm here for it.
It's a vibe.
I think that's my thing I say. I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
Yep, that's my thing. I'm going to get it made on a t-shirt.
Adding it to the list.
Merch.
I'm here for it. Love that for you. But yeah, I think that's all that we have right now for add to cart, and I think that's all that we have for this pod this time. Crazy.
That concludes,
which it cracks me up. I feel like every time that we do our pod, it's like never enough time, but we've been podcasting for an hour, so that's great.
We talked about that in the beginning. We're like, are we gonna be able to actually talk for an hour? And now we can't stop talking.
I think at first we were very terrified. We were like, how are we going to fill up the time? We found a way. We're not afraid anymore.
There's a way.
Pretty much at this point. But, well, I think that concludes our podcast for tonight. Make sure that you guys are... I'm just going to do a little ending thing here. Drink lots of water. Make sure... you get plenty of rest. Take lots of deep breathing moments there. Just take a deep breath before going to bed. Relax. Make yourself some tea if you need to. Drink water. Maybe do some yoga before bed. Do some meditating. Do what makes you happy. But I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. And We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.